So this is awesome. We're walking up the boardwalk in Halifax past this amazing little tugboat and great tall ships and charming little seafood things. Is this, am I just being a total tourist and loving this? Is this just total tourist trap crap? Are you just like laughing at me for even liking any of this?
No, it's sort of in between. Like we use it ourselves, but we tend to wait for the tourists to leave. But this place still goes on all year.
Well, that's why I'm here in October.
Yeah, This is October, right?
Yeah.
But there's a touristy thing to it, but at the same time, it's our waterfront. Right? It matters to us.
Yeah, and it's great. And the temperature is just the definition of mild. Pure, beautiful, Gulf Stream mild.
That's what 12 degrees C, I bet.
Yeah. And, man, it just feels like vacation for the first time in 6,000 miles.
This is the Acadia. This was actually one of the sub Hunter ships in the bow of the Atlantic.
Wow.
I believe that's what it is, one of the last remaining ones that actually floats or that isn't at the bottom somewhere.
Cool.
Keep it as part of the museum, and this on our right is the American Museum of the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for turning me on to that wine.
It's cool,
eh? Yeah, because like people have been like plying me with Nova Scotia wine for the last week or so, and I haven't found anything great, and that has really won me over. What was it called again?
It was Lucy Kuhlman was the grape, and it's made by Gaspar Valley Vineyards.
The name of the grape is Lucy Kuhlman?
Kuhlman, yeah. Is that one of those crosses? I think it's a...
I think I dated her sister, Sherry Kuhlman.
Yeah. But there's a whole lot of those hybrids that are crossed with rootstock or another grape that survives in a cool climate and early ripening, that they all had hopes for a North American wine industry when really everyone seems to want to pay through the nose for Pinot Noir if it barely survives winters.
The wine had structure and softness to it. It wasn't all like a clobber of oak or tannin. It was like real wine.
The thing about that wine, though, was the acidity, right?
Oh, no, yeah.
Because that just makes it do with food so well.
Well,
I mean, that's why we use Parmesan cheese, just to have a little bit of Parmesan cheese with that.
Yeah, it's good we have that aged Parmesan that I brought from Framingham, Massachusetts. I'm sort of like a global importer out of the trunk of my car at this point.
Semi-legal, according to the customs agents, right?
The customs agents in Canada poured 3 bottles of Venezuelan rum down the sink.
Okay, let's walk through here. This is one of the things about a waterfront. We just went from some touristy, some museum things, right?
Right.
But for a waterfront to be real, you've got to still have some real,
okay,
some reality. So this is the working part that they just haven't touched.
Yeah, all the architecture on the shore here is like ship-like, but it's not clever. It's cute.
This is the working waterfront. These are real tugs. These are the boats that go out and meet the... Well, the Queen Mary's in town right now.
Well,
a couple of these would have come out and guided the Queen Mary to its birth. Uh-huh. These are huge engines, right? They go just frontwards and backwards, just as strong each way. This is their place. This is where they've always been, or at least since I've been alive.
So this is like a working waterfront.
Yeah, right here. This part is... But you were still on a boardwalk, and there's still little spots to sit and have lunch, which there's a chip wagon just up around the corner at lunchtime, which is pretty good French fries.
Is it open right now?
No, but maybe...
Don't tell me these
maybe
things.
Bud the Spud is, and Bud the Spud's
Bud
legend.
The Spud, where is it?
Just up the hill there.
Let's go.
Okay. Well, no, we want to go around to Bishop's while they're still open and maybe buy a bottle of wine.
But then we can go to Bud the Spud?
Sure. Right. If it's open. Or Bill, maybe his brother's still there. It's hard to
Bill
say.
The Spud? I don't want Bill the Spud, I want Bud the Spud.
I know, it's awful.
I will not settle for Bill the Spud. Louis the Spud.
But we just went from a touristy kind of, place that's in the summer is full of people. And people walk by here and they see this too. It's a reminder that this is not... Halifax is here because it's a harbor, right?
Right.
This is why we're here.
Yeah, I gotcha.
This is like, this place doesn't freeze over. It's a deep port.
So like where we were walking before was just like the ultimate vacation land. It was just like this... It was like what South Street Seaport in Manhattan wishes it was. It was like this beautiful, just maritime, great, chilled out, wonderful experience. But you're saying what gives that the credibility is the fact that it's also a working waterfront right over here.
Well, it helps, right? I mean, that's not exactly what you'd see in a tourist place, right? There's a dumpster and a garage, and, it's part of what you have to do to be running these tugs.
So what South Street Seaport needs to do is spend like $10,000 on a really nice dumpster and put it right in the middle?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's just real, right? Yeah. And people will understand when they see something that's real.